This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. It's now time for our weekly authors program, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Journalist, conservationist, and author Carson Brewer was born in 1920 in Hancock County, Tennessee, in the northeastern part of the state bordering Virginia. His father was the local postmaster. Brewer attended Maryville College for 2 years before joining the Army in 1941 at the outbreak of World War II. After the war, Brewer attended the University of Tennessee, but due to illness, he never obtained a degree. In 1945, he joined the staff of the News Sentinel newspaper as a cub reporter, and 3 years later married pioneering female journalist Alberta Truluck, who had come to Knoxville to open the city's United Press Bureau. A respected journalist in her own right, Alberta blazed many new trails for women in journalism. In the 1950s, Carson Brewer began writing a weekly column for the Sentinel, which soon expanded to 3 columns a week. A self-described meanderer, Brewer wrote about a variety of regional subjects, including columns on sourwood honey, Appalachian autumns, and folklore. He soon built a reputation as a conservationist. During his 40-year career at the newspaper, Brewer was a key voice for the promotion and protection of the region's natural wonders, especially the Great Smoky Mountains. His historical work included the first extensive history of the Little Tennessee River Valley and one of the first comprehensive histories of the Tennessee Valley Authority. In 1962, he wrote the book titled Hiking in the Great Smoky Mountains, which was reprinted several times over 3 decades. In 1969, the Tennessee Valley Authority, which was planning to flood the Little Tennessee River Valley by constructing Tellico Dam, hired Brewer and his wife Alberta to compile a history of the valley and its inhabitants. Their work was published by the East Tennessee Historical Society in 1975 under the title Valley So Wild, A Folk History. The book described the area's prehistoric origins through 250 years of recorded history and the Little Tennessee River Valley's geography that had remained remarkably unchanged. It was an insightful look into the people of the valley, their daily lives, and their ingenious artisanship. The book also included chapters on the American Indians' role in the Civil War and the mindset of the mountain people during that time. Another book by Brewer, titled Day Hikes of the Smokies, was reissued in 2002 to benefit the Great Smoky Mountains Natural History Association. It was described as the ultimate pocket-sized day hike guide, covering 34 of the park's best day hikes, plus all the self-guiding nature trails. Carson Brewer retired from the News Sentinel in 1985, but continued to write up until his death in 2003 at the age of 82. Here is an excerpt from his book titled A Wonderment of Mountains, where he describes mountain plants. You can bury your nose deep in the cool violet bed and smell the mix of life and death while pondering the unceasing cycle of each into the other.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.